I've been doing a series on the paramis or perfections of the Buddha. And last week talked about sort of moment to moment, well, talked about equanimity and in kind of a moment to moment way, how can we be okay with the flux of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral in our lives? And this is the primary meaning of equanimity. That's the nub of what makes us out of balance, is the flow of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral in our experience. And I want to talk today about a different aspect of equanimity, which is how we have equanimity in relationship, in relation to others. And so how equanimity especially is nested within the four Brahma-Vihara practices of metta, or loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. And equanimity is basically, in a relational context, is caring about people, loving people, and recognizing there's only so much we can do to help, and that people's happiness is more or less out of our hands. I mean, unless they're a tiny child, or even a bigger child. But, you know, even with our children, we have to have a lot of equanimity. You know, as people say, you know, our children seem to come into the world and, you know, they belong to the world. They don't really belong to us. And we're guides and facilitators of their well-being, but we're not the primary determinant of it. And the Buddhist understanding of what is the primary determinant of happiness is people's choices and their mental habits. And we can understand karma as this very mysterious concept, but the most practical, simple way to understand it is mental habit. And karma is very much neurologically wired into our brains. Whatever we do frequently becomes easy to do. If we practice a lot of metta and loving kindness, it's easier to be kind, sort of by accident. If we practice a lot of anger and divisiveness, it becomes easy to be angry by accident. So our purposeful activity is very, very important. We can change our habits, we can change our life. But our happiness is determined, this is the Buddhist belief, primarily by our inner mental habits. Now, the world we really live in is the world of our mental habits. Our mental habits are always with us, no matter what. We can leave our home, we can leave our town, we can leave our country, but we don't leave our body, we don't leave our mind, we don't leave our mental habits. And so changing your mental habits is a huge way of changing your life. And that's the basic premise of Buddhist practice. Obviously, you know, our inner mental habits are not the only thing that affect our happiness, especially when there's injustice or racism or sexism or homophobia or, you know, gender bias, you know, like binary gender bias. That's very difficult, causes much pain and affects our happiness very much, as do all outer circumstances. And outer circumstances come and go. Inner circumstances, meaning our mental habits, are always with us. So we need to really pay attention to the things we're thinking frequently and what we're paying attention to frequently. That really has a lot to do with our happiness. So we could say metta, compassion, sympathetic joy are really wishing people well. And then equanimity is coming in, the fourth Brahmavihara, to recognize that our well-wishing doesn't really determine someone's happiness. Even our actions to help don't really determine someone's happiness. They help, but what really determines someone's happiness, we could say, is their karma. And karma is something that's not fixed. It's not static. It's something we're changing all the time, just as our mental habits are not fixed or static. We're changing those all the time. So this is sort of the background for equanimity practice. And what we could say about equanimity is it's balancing our love with wisdom. It's bringing in an understanding of how things are and how things work so that our love is less conditional. What really allows our love to be more unconditional is equanimity, that we have some acceptance of and ease with the conditions of our lives and people's lives. So we'll do a little equanimity practice. It's, again, it's part of the four Brahmaviharas, so it's similar to metta in that we bring to mind a person and send them some phrases. So if you would, we want to bring to mind the easiest being in equanimity practice is someone who's relatively neutral, someone we don't have strong feelings towards. But what I will encourage today is to bring to mind somebody, you know, maybe who isn't perfectly neutral, but someone you know, and you know, it's sort of easy to like them, to love them, to feel positively towards them. And you don't have a huge charge. You don't have a super intense relationship with them. So someone who you have a relationship with, but it's just not supercharged. And then as you think about this person, you want to consider everything that we just reflected on. Oh yeah, I can wish this person well. And if I'm involved with them and I care about them, you know, I would probably help them if I could. But there's, you know, limits to my ability to affect someone's happiness. Oh, I see a question. Supercharged relationship. I just mean a relationship where, you know, there's just intensity of feeling. We're trying to, just for the purposes of today, bring to mind somebody where the feelings aren't like super strong or intense. So it could be a neighbor, an acquaintance, a relative who you like, but you're, you know, you don't see all the time. Just somebody's, you know, relatively somewhat kind of neutral in your life, but someone you have a relationship with. And so the classical phrase for sort of putting all this into practice is, you are the owner of your karma. Your happiness depends on your actions, not upon my wishes. And actions mean, you know, all of our mental habits. It means our physical actions and our mental actions. It means the choices we make in life. And this can sound a little bit like you're sort of giving somebody a lecture. it's not really that. What you're trying to do is keep your relationship with them in balance, in that essential thing of what you can and cannot control in relationship with somebody. So you know, I'll repeat the phrase again, you are the owner of your karma. Your happiness depends on your actions, not on my wishes. You can vary the phrases. It's this basic understanding of we can only do what we can do. So another variation of the understanding is, I care about you, but I can't control you. That's a very simple phrase. Another phrase which you might find useful, may you be at ease with the ups and downs of life. So I'll repeat the phrases. Let's go ahead now and do some practice. Bringing to mind this person that you know. And just recognizing, just like your heart wants to be happy, so does theirs. And remember, this practice is in the context of metta. So within the context of wishing people well, we also have this understanding that I'm not in control of their happiness. So you're sort of just giving them their own dignity. They're in charge of their happiness. And then you just focus on them, a felt sense or an image of the person. And just repeat the phrase, the classical phrase, you are the owner of your karma. Your happiness depends on your actions, not on my wishes. You are the owner of your karma. Your happiness depends on your actions, not on my wishes. Just repeating the phrase often enough so you have something to focus on, but not so often that it's mechanical. You are the owner of your karma. Your happiness depends on your actions, not on my wishes. Alternative phrases, I care about you, but I can't control you. Or may you be at ease with the ups and downs of life. Okay, now let's go ahead and turn our attention to someone with whom we are very close, a child, a partner, a coworker, dear friend, just somebody where there is more at stake. There is more closeness, but maybe also more intensity. We'll just bring them to mind. And remember that everything they're trying to do in some way is serving this drive for well-being. Recognizing, just like me, they want to be happy. And we can send them metta, we can wish them well, and we can't control their happiness. So just saying the phrases now as you hold them in mind or in your heart. You are the owner of your karma. Your happiness depends on your actions, not on my wishes. Or, I care about you, but I can't control you. Or, may you be at ease with the ups and downs of life. May the goodness of our practice be a benefit to all beings everywhere. May all beings be truly happy and free.